This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Not such a great day for the U.S. economy, not for the stock market, which had been up earlier this morning over 200 points, close to 300 points. A swing in the other direction because of the language that was used by the Federal Reserve in announcing its increase in interest rates, its latest increase, which is a very aggressive 0.75%. Now, all of this means we covered the fact that a typical 30-year home mortgage now is going to be over 6%. Which is considerably more. It's more than double what it was just a couple of brief years ago. This is a challenge for the American economy. They believe, the economic experts, that this will push the inflation rate down. But is it going to be pushing the inflation rate down with the cost of a major recession for the United States? Most of the experts, including the experts at the Fed, obviously don't think so. But one of the problems that exists in this country right now is a labor shortage. And there's a terrific column by Jason Riley in the Wall Street Journal about the migrant influx and the labor shortage, and how you could actually put some action, constructive action, on those two problems, and they're both problems for the country, to help solve both of them. We will get to that. We will also get to Brett Stevens, who, again, is one of the voices warning about too much negativity, creating a sense of martyrdom around Donald Trump and actually helping him get the continued attention, the continued domination of news that he wants. But Brett Stevens talking about the other president, the real president, the one who is president of the United States actually right now, not the one who was president of the United States and wants to be president of the United States again. So he says, Brett Stevens talks a little bit about the extraordinary situation we have with people playing games, moving immigrants around the map. What is that about? And Jason Riley says this in his piece in the Wall Street Journal. When the administration, that means the Biden administration, transports migrants from Texas to New York City, as it has been doing on the down low for more than a year, it's called, quote, resettlement. When Texas Governor Greg Abbott does the same thing in a much more transparent fashion, it's called human trafficking. The proper name for all of this is political theater, but we shouldn't forget that flesh and blood human beings in the most desperate straits are being used by our elected officials to score partisan points. Sadly, this immigration war, he writes, between states is escalating with GOP governors in Arizona and Florida following Texas' lead. Immigrants are being sent to liberal strongholds such as Chicago, Washington, and Martha's Vineyard, a celebrity vacation destination in Massachusetts. States and cities that for years have described themselves as sanctuaries for undocumented migrants, including violent criminals, and have ostentatiously refused to cooperate with federal immigration enforcement officials, are now getting a tiny taste of what it's like these days to be a southern border state. Local health care and education resources are being overburdened. That's not in Martha's Vineyard at all, because they only got 48 immigrants there. But it is true in Arizona and in Texas and in other states on the border. There's local health care and education resources are being overburdened, social safety nets are being strained, and lawmakers in Washington are pointing fingers at one another. There is a better way, says Jason Riley. New York Mayor Eric Adams told reporters last week that he's asking the White House to expedite immigrant work visas. I think it's imperative that we look at the employment, he said. Think about this for a moment. This is Mayor Adams, by the way. We're telling migrants and asylum seekers, you can come to the country, but for 6 months you can't work. What? 6 months you can't work? So 6 months you are having people who just sit idly by waiting. So who's supposed to pick up the tab for that? Which is a very good and very real question. Mr. Adams is on the right track, says Jason Riley, in recognizing that the foremost driver of illegal immigration is economic hardship, and that there are few ways for people to enter the country and work lawfully. Still, he doesn't go far enough. What state and local officials really need from Washington is more autonomy when it comes to immigrant labor. This isn't a new idea, and it's something that Democrats and Republicans alike have called for in the recent past. And this is amazing, and it's something I didn't know. One of the most conservative senators in the U.S. Senate, he is slightly ahead in his battle for re-election right now in Wisconsin, is Ron Johnson. And he was joined by another Republican, the Representative John Curtis of Utah. They have previously introduced legislation that would create a state-based visa system. When Joe Biden was running for president, his immigration platform called for a new visa category to allow cities and counties to petition for higher levels of immigrants to support their growth. As president, it continued, Biden will support a program to allow any county or municipal executive of a large or mid-sized county to petition for additional immigrant visas to support the region's economic development strategy. People who can come legally to work in Wisconsin or Utah are much less likely, in fact very unlikely, to then enter Texas or Arizona illegally. This is a legal problem, it's a constitutional problem, because it's the federal government that is supposed to be securing our border, supposed to be making the United States a distinctly and safely sovereign nation. That's a federal responsibility. But this idea of allowing some states that are just desperate for additional labor, that really need people to fill some of the jobs that are going unfilled, they estimate there are 11 million unfilled jobs in this country right now. And, again, it would help the economy if they allowed people to apply for additional visas. Riley brings up that in Canada and Australia, countries with immigration systems that Donald Trump and his supporters have cited favorably, the national government allows regional and local authorities to act more independently on migrant issues. Under the Canadian Constitution, for example, immigration is a concurrent power jointly exercised by both the federal and provincial governments, writes George Mason, University Law Professor Ilya Soman, in his 2020 book, Free to Move. And by the way, what we're talking about here is not a total increase of people who come to the United States to take these jobs. But what you're talking about is a difference being people would come here to get work visas that would be available to them and do the entire thing legally rather than simply crossing the border and finding their own way without legal authorization. Good idea? We will get to that and get to the sense in which this is an opportunity not just a glaring and horrible failure for the Biden administration. Coming up. WPC gets you the information you need and offers better solutions for Washington's problems, but we can't do it alone. At WashingtonPolicy.org, you can join WPC for as little as $5 a month and subscribe to their weekly newsletter free. Or plan an elegant evening out and come see the 70th Secretary of State, Michael Pompeo, and filmmaker and researcher Chris Rufo. They're keynoting the annual dinner in Bellevue on Friday, October 14th. Tickets and details at WPCdinner.com. With students returning to school at every level in every corner of the country, one of the things that is lacking in many, many educational programs is appreciation for patriotism, gratitude, and the unbelievable good fortune of what it means to be an American. You can get some of that for free directly from the MedVed History Store. And they're free for you if you join us as a MedHead Plus member, which costs all of 22 cents a day. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is a great deal of irate feeling about the fact that there are a number of lawyers who popped up. You knew this would happen, right? Who are trying to represent the unauthorized immigrants who were dropped off at Martha's Vineyard. They weren't looking forward to vacation in Massachusetts. And they are now going to be suing Ron DeSantis, filing a lawsuit claiming that they were misled in his political stunt. They apparently were misled. The evidence is that they were told there would be jobs waiting for them. There weren't. But the idea that the governor of Florida now has to defend himself against a lawsuit from a bunch of people who are obviously not citizens of the United States, most of them don't speak English. And yes, very touching that the students from the AP Spanish class at the local high school in Martha's Vineyard stepped forward and provided sort of volunteer translation with the 48 immigrants who had been taken to their part of the country. You don't have to be a fan of Ron DeSantis to see that the idea that he has to defend himself against a lawsuit for human trafficking, claiming that he was going to be benefiting somehow, maybe he did benefit politically, who knows, but the idea that he would be sued by these people, that rather than taking care of their actual immigration status and trying to secure their applications for asylum and figuring out where they are going to work and how they are going to work and how they are going to get authorization so they can find work, those would be the big priorities. A place to sleep at night would be a big priority, not pursuing a lawsuit. I mean, what is the idea of lawyers coming forward and offering to collect unspecified damages for pain and suffering and punitive damages from Ron DeSantis? Marco Rubio is running for re-election, a senator from Florida, the senior senator he is now from the state of Florida, was on Fox News, and here is his reaction to the lawsuit against his state's governor. This is clip 12.
People came into this country illegally, violating our laws, okay, and the first thing they do is get lawyers and use our laws to sue an elected governor, to sue a state. I mean, just think about that. They just got here. They're not even here legally. They didn't enter the country the proper way, and they're immediately in court demanding rights and claims under our laws. This is outrageous. What other country in the world would that even be allowed? What other country in the world would even tolerate that? So I think this is, you know, this is not immigration, what we're seeing. Okay, this is mass migration. That's a very different thing. But to think about the fact that somebody just came here illegally, and within a week they're in court and they have lawyers representing them in court, suing the American government that whose laws they just violated, is unbelievable. It's outrageous. It angers me, and it should anger everybody.
Okay, the fact is, I'm not sure they'll get anywhere with their lawsuit. But when he talks about these people coming in illegally, the people from Venezuela who were dumped off in Martha's Vineyard were applying for asylum. And again, when you are doing an asylum application, you're not breaking the law. You're trying to follow the law. You're breaking the law if, when you get called back, and it takes them so damn long to process the application for asylum. It takes an average of 4 years. And what are you supposed to do? This is the point that Jason Riley is making, is that if, as advertised, and I have no reason to doubt it at all, these arrivals, these people who are coming here, who were picked up in San Antonio and flown to Florida and then flown from Florida all the way up to Cape Cod and to Martha's Vineyard, those folks from Venezuela basically wanted to work. And the question is, who got them onto this plane to agree to come onto this plane with promises of jobs when no jobs were either available or had been presented? And when they arrived, basically they just left them there as a press event without any guidance on where you were supposed to go or what you were supposed to do. And the entire thing has been poorly handled, and it erases what Brett Stevens says, and I think he's right about this, should be an opportunity, which is an opportunity to get this straight. But that opportunity, he argues, and I think he's right on this too, it has to be the acknowledgement by the Biden situation that they've blown it, that they are not doing a normal job, that they are not doing an acceptable job providing a secure border or a functioning immigration system. And he says in his column today in the Times, Brett Stevens, if Edgartown feels stressed by having to host a few dozen unexpected guests for a day, how are the residents of places along the border supposed to feel about the thousands coming in uninvited every single day? Yet however crass DeSantis's stunt, it succeeded politically because it responded to a see no problem, admit no fault, disavow the consequences, and blame the last guy border policy. Maybe it's time for the administration to start working on something better. To understand the current state of play, consider Vice President Kamala Harris's recent exchange about immigration with NBC's Chuck Todd. Would you call the border secure, he asked, and then we're going to have 2 million people, this is true, crossing the border this year for the first time ever. You're confident this border is secure? Harris, we have a secure border in that there is a priority for any nation, including ours and our administration. Clearly the border is not secure, and it's not functioning properly. The last pandemic year of the Trump administration, there were roughly 921,000 encounters between customs agents and migrants at the southern border, according to government data. In calendar year 2021, that number jumped to about 2 million. In 2022, by the end of August, it had already reached about 1.6 million. Many of these encounters lead to immediate deportation, but other migrants are released to await hearings they may never attend, while hundreds of thousands more slip across the border undetected. Brett Stevens writes, a better explanation is that the Biden administration came to office loudly advertising the fact that we're not Donald Trump, which is why the surge began almost the day Biden took office. Sensing a change in tone and approach after Mr. Trump's defeat, migrants are once again fleeing poverty, violence, and the devastation left by the hurricanes and heading north toward the United States. That's what the New York Times reported at the time. This was not an accident of policy, writes Brett Stevens. It was an intention. Okay, why was the intention so lamentable? Because there was no corresponding effort, not the slightest, to actually fix a broken immigration system. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Home sales in August fell for the seventh straight month, and prices dropped from the prior month. That's according to the National Association of Realtors. This as the Fed Reserve is raising interest rates by 0.75 percentage point and signaled further large rises are likely as it combats inflation that remains near a 40-year high. An election transparency bill called the Disclose Act will be getting a vote in the Senate. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says the bill will go against Americans' First Amendment rights.
The Democratic leader set up a vote to erode the First Amendment and make political speech more difficult. Instead of trying to address the root causes of their unpopularity, Democrats are attacking the American people's ability to speak out against them.
A vote expected on the bill later this week. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Michael Medved show, the big advantage of the compromise solution that Jason Riley of the Wall Street Journal has suggested for the current border crisis. That solution that he's put forward has to do with the basically giving people the opportunity to fill a need that is here in America right now for additional labor. People who will get jobs done, jobs that are going unfilled. And at the same time that you do that, you don't put people on a path to citizenship necessarily, but you give them a work permit so that they can work. And Riley talks about the times in U.S. history that we've done this before. The most famous was the Bracero program. And illegal immigration did not begin as a problem in this country in the 1980s or 1990s. We had a problem with illegal immigration even during the war. And that's when they created the Bracero program, which said that with 16 million Americans fighting to win World War II, we needed more people, particularly to in the agricultural economy, to pick the fruit and to harvest the crops. And hence you had farm workers who would be guest workers who wouldn't be planning to live in the United States, and they didn't come over here to live or to make a new life. They came over here legally to work and to get work done. And it was generally considered by everyone, including people who had doubts about the Bracero program, it was considered a great success. And if you create a situation where local authorities, like Governor Abbott And Governor DeSantis, like Governor Ducey of Arizona, who's also transported some, and all Republican governors, they've transported immigrants elsewhere who are seeking asylum. Why transport them elsewhere when there are jobs that need to be filled in California, in Texas, in Arizona, in other places where there are substantial immigrant communities? And the idea of giving people a temporary visa for work while the final adjudication of their cases, their applications for asylum, that would put them on a path to permanent residency at least, why not do something like that rather than simply pretending that there is no problem, which is what Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have been doing without much success? The point that is made by Brett Stevens is he writes that concerning Biden's entire handling of the immigration issue, he writes, this is political malpractice on multiple levels. The crisis at the border strains frontline communities to the breaking point. It strains faith in the rule of law. It makes a mockery of the legal immigration system and the people who play by its exacting rules. And it makes a mockery of people like Vice President Harris and others making fools of themselves by trying to defend a visibly failed policy. And the crisis also undermines the case for the path to citizenship, since opponents of the legislation can plausibly argue that the path does less to solve an illegal immigration problem than it does to create incentives for a new one. The crisis is a failure of liberalism, classic and contemporary, he writes. It calls into question the ability or willingness of a Democratic president to solve a basic law and order issue when it conflicts with progressive pieties. And it raises a more profound question of maintaining a civic identity in a country where too many people aren't even citizens. There's a solution to this. It requires us to be much more hard-headed at our borders, so we can be more soft-hearted toward those trying to cross them. It's not too late for the president to seize the chance to get this right. I think it's too late in the middle of a campaign, but maybe after he is facing a new Congress, he can work together with that new Congress, which will probably be a Republican House, and actually make some progress on this issue. And maybe that other idea that was put forward by Jason Riley of allowing more local control for people who are heads of counties or governors who actually need an influx of labor to help get some temporary work visas that would mean fewer illegals and a fewer incentive to try to play the lottery and then to wait in the United States to get recalled or wait before you're deported. And the entire, by the way, amount of money we spend on deportation when it does occur, this is all another tremendous government boondoggle. And speaking of government boondoggles, there is a new take on the president's ill-fated and very unpopular, and wait till you hear the polling numbers on it, the president's program to forgive student loan indebtedness. There's a piece in the Journal about one sign that President Biden's student loan cancellation isn't playing well politically is a new push by Democratic senators to extend the write-off of the loans to parents who actually took out loans to pay for college for their children. Congress created the Parent Plus Loan Program in 1980 to help middle-class families. undergraduate federal loans for dependent students are capped at $31,000, but parents can borrow an unlimited amount to cover the gap between what colleges charge and their children receive in financial aid. About 3.6 million parental borrowers owe the government $107 billion. And now they're not only trying to give back some of the loan money, to forgive some of the loan that is owed, for the kids themselves who went to college and either graduated or didn't, but even now including parents who applied. We're not giving away enough government money? I mean, this is outrageous. Who knows how much this parental payoff would add to the up to $1 trillion cost of a student loan forgiveness, but it wouldn't be cheap. Once government starts forgiving loans for political reasons, there's no limiting principle, and Democrats will keep demanding more. And this damages the economy, and it feeds inflation to a ridiculous extent, and actually underwrites some of what the colleges do by constantly increasing tuition to such a ridiculous level. Okay, now there is a brand new TIPP poll about the Biden program. And people are asked about Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. And it's explained to people before they answer. And by a margin of 59% to 32%, Americans agree that Biden's student loan forgiveness plan is, quote, unfair to those whose children are not in college or who have already paid for their kids' education to have to pay for other people's education. Now, how does that break down politically? It's shocking. It's shocking. We'll get to that and get to separating sports by sex. A writer says it doesn't make sense. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Remarkable when Americans can agree on so little that you have such overwhelming agreement here on the Michael Medved Show. And I think we have overwhelming agreement from the audience as well. By the way, if you're a supporter of the president's loan forgiveness program for college student loans, or if you're a supporter particularly of this new effort by a bunch of Democratic senators to give away even more money, $106 billion, up to that much. That's money that parents took out in government-supported loans to help pay for their kids to go to college. And now the idea is that parents should also get to subtract at least $10,000 from the loans that they've taken out. But by an overwhelming margin, and think about what this would mean, this is 27 points difference. It's 59% to 32%. 32% is less than one-third. Less than one-third of Americans agree with Joe Biden in his student loan plan. And 59% believe that it is unfair. And the way it's worded, unfair to those whose children aren't in college or who have already paid for theirs. It's unfair to ask them to pay for others. And what's most surprising, according to the pollsters here, is the breakdown according to political parties. You might expect that Republicans would be the most negative. 67% of those think Biden's program is unfair. But 55% of Democrats believe it's unfair. They're opposed to it as well. Among all respondents, there was only one group where less than a majority thought it was unfair. Those who identified as liberals, just 42% of that group. But even for people calling themselves liberal, 42% think it's unfair to forgive loans. It's unfair to children who aren't in college or those who have already paid their college debt for them to pay for others. It's amazing. Among moderates, the level of agreement that it was unfair was 60%. For conservatives, it's 72%. This is remarkable. Some other interesting and perhaps surprising trends emerge from the data. They write, one was that, in general, the younger the respondent to the poll, the more likely they were to agree that student loan forgiveness was a bad idea. That's actually very encouraging, because it means that you don't have a bunch of young people saying, oh, I want to get on that bandwagon too. I want to take out loans and then deadbeat them. Among those 18 to 24 years of age, 65% thought the student loan program was unfair. And the highest approval of the student loan program was people over 65, and there it was still less than 40%. There's no approval for this in any demographic group. There's no difference between blacks and whites and Hispanics. Whites, 60% think it's unfair. Hispanics and blacks, both 58% think it's unfair. So maybe this is what President Biden meant in bringing Americans together, in bringing together a remarkably broad coalition, an overwhelming coalition of people who think this is a lousy idea. And then they asked one other question about it. Do you think that some say President Biden's student loan forgiveness is driven by political considerations to appeal to some voters in the upcoming midterm elections? To what extent do you agree or disagree? So you think it was driven by politics? And everybody thinks it's driven by politics. It's amazing. People agreed strongly. 55% of Democrats said it was politically motivated, 78% of Republicans, 66% of Independents. Even among those with a college degree or higher, the group most likely to benefit from loan forgiveness, 67% agreed it was a politically driven move, compared to 66% of those with some college and 61% of those with just a high school diploma, nothing beyond that. And again, this crosses income boundaries. People who earn a lot, people who earn a little. The idea that people already are so overwhelmingly opposed, let us hope that, that what they show in following up this poll is the kind of voting that would show that, no, this is not acceptable. Tell you something else that isn't acceptable is there is a another little editorial about Karen Bass and Karen Bass getting a criminal education. It says that Karen Bass is running for mayor of Los Angeles. She's a United States congressman. She was on Biden's short list for being chosen as vice president. Ms. Bass has moderated her soft on crime views during the mayoral campaign, as her opponent Rick Caruso, a real estate developer and a former Republican, pounds the city's public safety problems. Robberies are up 18% in L.A. so far this year from last year. Burglary is up 15%. Motor vehicle thefts up 14%. Also increased. Well, arrests have declined 11%. Okay, is that kind of an indication of what happens as arrests go down, crime goes up? Yet Ms. Bass has often seemed disconnected from the dangerous reality that Angelenos experience on the streets every day, writes the Journal. Asked in a debate this spring to rate how safe she felt walking around her neighborhood on a scale from 1 to 10, she replied, I would say a 10. This month, after her home was broken into and two of her firearms were stolen, she walked that back. I did feel safe until my safety was shattered like so many Americans, she told the local news station. The burglars ransacked her home and stole two handguns, which she said were registered and locked up in a safe box hidden in her closet. Strangely, the criminals didn't take cash, electronics, or other valuables. Two men were arrested last week for the break-in, and for a change, they're being held in jail rather than released to quickly rob again. One reason L.A., like other big cities, has become more dangerous and disorderly is because criminals aren't often apprehended, and when they are, they're released back onto the streets. Miss Bass's website says, we've tried arresting our way out of the problem before. It doesn't work. Actually, it does, says the journal. And even in the midst of her mayoral campaign, she ought to agree to that. There was another piece in a revelation, and this is for once something positive about a Democratic candidate. Josh Shapiro, who is the Attorney General of the state of Pennsylvania, and he's running for governor of Pennsylvania in a very close race, surprisingly close, because he was the heavy favorite against Doug Mastriano, who won the Republican nomination. He was the Trump-endorsed candidate. In any event, one of the things that is shocking is that Josh Shapiro has added material to his website and to his campaign where he is favoring a bill now that was introduced by the Republicans in the state legislature for school choice, allowing people to apply the money that otherwise would be allocated for their child's education in a public school to a private school if that's what the parent prefers. Now, for a Democrat to do that, last time when that bill passed the state legislature and it was vetoed by the Democratic governor, Tom Wolf, it would have been one of the biggest, most ambitious school choice programs in the country. And Katz, Shapiro, is now saying that he, if he is elected, this is the Democrat, he would sign that choice in education bill. That's a remarkable thing and maybe something worth noting. He still may lose, but I think it would help him enormously and help him even with some people who are more on the conservative side in the Keystone State. Coming up, we'll talk about the choices that the West faces in dealing with the new developments in Ukraine and the new threats of nuclear war by Vladimir Putin against this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.